Terrascope Youth Radio went to Bartos Theater at MIT to the International Development Design Summit. Over 50 participants from more than 20 different countries have been working to create technologies to help developing communities improve their quality of life.
IDDS is part of the revolution in design that aims to create equity in the distribution of research and development resources by focusing on the needs of the world's poor.
Amy Smith, the head of IDDS, speaking at the summit.
It is a conference about innovation, and we believe that innovation thrives in the intersections of disciplines that come from bringing together such an eclectic group of people. We are not strictly an academic conference, nor are we a technology training conference. Unlike most academic conferences, we emphasize the development of prototypes, not papers or proceedings. But unlike technology workshops, it's not just about the product, it's the creative processes behind them.
We talked to Marilia, a participant from Guatemala, and one of the members from the Interlocking Blockmaker group.
It's basically to do a low-energy machine that produces bricks that are safe and to build shelter, schools, and houses, and whatever. And we've been working for 3 weeks just trying to test and do different ways of pressing and testing the soil, testing the interlocking. These are like interlocking blocks, so you don't use cement while the wall together. It's like Legos. Yeah.
Where would it be used?
We're thinking about it could be applied in lots of countries, like third world and developing countries. But we focus in Malawi because we had like a contact there. But we also had different contacts in Honduras and also Guatemala.
This group had been working on a computer education program that would be sent to foreign countries to help educate youngsters.
So I'm Anuj Nanavati, and we are a team of 6 people. So that's Bill, he's from Canada, and we have Miguel from Brazil. That's Derek from, he's originally from Ohio, but he's in San Diego. And we have 2 of the other people, George is right there, he's from Ghana. And we have Jesse, who's an MIT graduate. So our goal is to, so we have this idea of $20 educational TV computer, and we found out from our research that in most of the developing countries, they have a very poor quality of governmental education, so there's a high need of supplemental education like computer literacy or basic computer skills, and we are trying to create some educational content which is specific to a particular developing country or developing village where we can help people gain some additional skills that could help them get a better job.
The next team we talked to was a group that had built a device to thresh millet, a type of grain that sticks to its stalk like corn on the cob and is hard to separate.
Our project was to come up with a way of threshing pearl millet, which is one of the hardest grains to thresh. It's much tougher than things like wheat and rice, and that the grains just don't want to come off. And pearl millet is a staple food of millions of people in Africa and India, and they currently beat the grain either in a mortar and pestle or just beat it with sticks in order to separate it from the stalk. And in addition to getting repetitive stress injuries and taking a long time, it also contaminates a grain with a lot of dirt, which then busts their teeth and devalues it. And what we discovered is that this old bicycle wheel, when spun up fast enough, is very effective at threshing millet. And removing the grain without removing what's called the floret, the part of the stalk that holds the grain on, it leaves that behind so that it's much easier to clean the grain, and then you can even use a stalk to make charcoal and do some low smoke cooking. So we're pretty excited about the possibility of this being deployed in Africa and India and helping out a lot of people that are right now beating up grain.
When you think about saving the world, you think about these broad movements to solve big humanitarian problems like AIDS or poverty. But IDDS showed that even small improvements aiming for the same goal, to improve people's quality of life, can make a difference.